This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Hey, this is Bex. I'm joined by Jo Franklin. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for coming to the studio.
Well, it's fantastic to be here.
Now, you're the author of a book series called Help. So in the new book, you've got Daniel.
Yes.
Who I think is interested to go on kind of like a national Brainiac championship.
Well,
he's
not interested, actually. He accidentally ends up being the nominated person to represent his whole school. But he is a pea brain and he doesn't know anything. So he asks for some help to improve his brain power.
Who does he ask for help?
He has two great friends, Freddo and Gordon the Geek, who knows everything about everything. And between them, they help him increase his brain power.
Are they the same ones that call him pea brain?
No, that's his horrible sister.
I was going to say, yeah. Because I thought for a minute, I was like, seems a bit unfair that they would call him that and then still help him.
They definitely wouldn't call him pea brain, although he has been in a competition with Freddo for who can get the lowest marks in the Brainiac test at school.
Right.
So when he ends up winning, that doesn't do much for their friendship temporarily.
Oh, I can imagine. So do you get to see the championships happen through the book and see what goes on?
Yes, because he does eventually end up on TV representing his school.
Oh my God, did you ever have to do this when you were at school? Did you have
I love quizzes.
Yeah, me too.
I'm addicted to all those ones on telly.
So it's the second book in the series, is that right?
Yes.
So you've got the first one, which I've also got in front of me, Help, I'm an Alien.
Yep.
In the first one, basically his sister convinces him he might not be what he thinks he is that right?
Yeah, because he feels like a bit of a misfit kid, you know, he doesn't really fit in, he doesn't seem to look like any other member of his family, he's only got these two weird friends, Freddo and Gordon. So when she says, well, the reason that you don't fit in around here is because actually you are an alien, he believes her. And so he spends the book trying to get himself returned to his home alien planet.
So have you got a third book on the go as well?
Yes, so the third book will be out this time next year, and that is Help, I'm a Detective.
Ooh. Is that just the three in the series, or do you think you're going to expand it?
I think it'll be that three.
Okay, and then do you have any more ideas for the books? Or?
Always.
Always? Just in the back of your head, just going around. I've also seen they've been translated into other languages as well.
Mm-hmm.
That must be so exciting to see them in so many different places.
Yeah, no, it's great. And it's been really interesting for me because all the illustrations have been different. So I found that fascinating.
Do you get to pick which ones that get used or?
Not really.
Right.
For this version, I specified illustrations for this version, yeah.
Well, we do a little quickfire round quiz with every author, if that's okay.
Oh my goodness,
just
okay.
Short
on
list.
My own book?
Oh, no, don't worry, no. Separate things. I did actually see on your website you've got a quiz, haven't you, for
yeah.
Help, and I nearly did the quiz with you and I thought, oh, I might be a bit mean to make you go back and do your own quiz. But no, it's a quickfire round. I'll give you two options, just tell me your favourites.
Okay.
Okay, so books or Kindles?
Both.
Oh.
Kindle's great for going away and you have lots of things. I've just been away and I needed someone asked me to do something and I needed a copy of Black Beauty immediately. I get it. It was just like that.
It's really handy. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. If you're away and you want loads of books to take with you, yeah.
Yeah.
Heroes or villains?
Oh, villains.
Villains. Loads of authors say that. That's really interesting. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
A good adaptation.
Oh,
I don't know which one.
Oh, you've got out of that one. Writing or reading?
Oh, these are so hard. These are so hard. Writing.
Writing, okay, just. Aliens or geniuses? Or genii?
I think genii.
Genii. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Oh, not Narnia. Oh, no.
Ooh.
Definitely not. No. Hogwarts, definitely.
Oh, that's the most anti-Narnia reaction we've had so far.
I never read those books. I only read the first one. I never got on with them.
Okay. But definitely Hogwarts. Laptop or write by hand?
Oh, write by hand.
Oh. Bookshop visit or school tour?
Both. I think actually a school tour is better.
Just a bit more of a good audience.
Yeah, and you get a bit more time to spend with people and chat to them. And that's one of the brilliant things about being a children's author. It's meeting children.
Meeting children, of course. And finally, most importantly, which I think your characters will appreciate, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion crisps?
Cheese and onion.
Oh, I agreed with you until that cheese and onion. Well, that's very good answers. Thank you for actually thinking. You've really taken them to heart. I really appreciated that. So the brand new book is out right now, Help, I'm a Genius.
Yes.
and we can go and just buy it from bookshelves right now.
Yeah, and I always say to anyone, if ever you go to a bookshop and they don't have the book that you want, don't buy a different one. Ask them to order it for you, because bookshops can get books in very, very quickly. So yeah, by all means, if you can't see it on the shelves, ask someone and they will order it for you.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us.
Great. Thanks awesome. For having me.
No worries. Thank you. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.